Shoes and Shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Are you looking for inspiration?
Would you like to develop or renew a relationship with God?
Let us show you how.
Tune in to the Focus on Jesus broadcast on Mondays and Fridays at 1 p.m. right here on WCNO, the Good News Station.
Remember to focus on Jesus.
Jesus is Lord.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Have any of you parents in here ever prayed and said, "God, what do you want for my daughter? What do you want for my son? Show me what to do in their life. Show me how to steer and guide them to their destiny, Lord." Is this helping anybody today? What am I going to do with this awesome gift and responsibility that you've... God, what do you want me to do here? How do you want me to raise this child? You know, it's a whole lot easier to ask that when you get the revelation that the child that you have right now really is not yours. It's God's. And God blessed you enough to be the father or the mother of that child. But it's your job to make sure they get into eternity. It's your job to make sure you raise them up in the way that they should go so that their life here on earth can be abundant and not conflicted. We spend more time trying to control our kids through manipulation than we do anything else in our parenting, just so we can have a little bit of peace of mind. And we miss the boat. Verse 28. How many know God's made your child unique? There's never going to be another child like your child. We got to identify what's unique about them and release that in them. Listen, mediocrity can be mass produced. It can be. But destiny is something that is custom designed for each individual child that we parent. And we got to learn how to train our children up in these strengths and discover the purpose that God has for their life so that when they grow up, they ain't never going to depart from it. There's a man that died and went to heaven, and he asked God, he said, I was just wondering, what's your opinion? Who was the best president of the United States of America throughout all the history of the country? And God said, well, that was Stanley Jones. And God thought about it, he said, but God, we never had a Stanley Jones as the president of the United States. And God said, I know, that's right. His daddy made him become a banker instead. His daddy decided that he would be a banker instead. Every child is specially unique. You cannot raise every child the same way. And listen, you don't raise your kids to be a better version of you. I'm going to try that again. You don't raise your kids to be a better version of you. You raise them to be the best version of them and what God has created them to be. I think Rebecca and Isaac, they made a mistake raising these boys. They played favorite. Verse 28 says, and Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebecca loved Jacob. They obviously had their favorite, and they were okay with that, and they didn't try to hide it, and they didn't try to stop it. I mean, that happens today in our families. We see that with our own kids. It happens to a lot of families today where we give more love or we give more attention to one child over another because one child happens to be a blabbermouth and wear us out. Oh, that's the good one. I feel the Holy Ghost. Sometimes we discipline one child way more than the other, and we don't hardly discipline the other one. We don't hardly come down on one, but we wear the other child out. And, you know, and maybe that's human nature because we usually generally are attracted to people that have a lot more in common with who we are. And sometimes some of our children have a lot in common with us. And sometimes we look at our kids and go, I know you didn't come from me. You ain't, who are you? Are you an alien? You don't even look like me. So sometimes parents are attracted to the personality types of some of their children and repelled by the personality types of the other children. That happens. There is chemistry there. It happens in relationships. It happens in family. It happens in marriage. Maybe it's possible even in our kids. We see this manifest sometimes where we like one kid over the other kid. Sometimes it goes both ways. Sometimes your kids don't like you. Sometimes they look at you and they go, dear God, are you sure you put me in the right family? I mean, I understand the whole DNA process and how it had to be this way, but maybe I was supposed to be put up for adoption, Lord. Did you get this right? Listen to me. God doesn't want you to only appreciate that they're different, but he also wants you to love them the same. I'm going to try that again. God does not only want you to appreciate that your children are different, but he wants you to love them the same. You say, Pastor, how can I do that? How can I do that? Listen, only Jesus can help you do that. The truth is when we play favorites, a lot of the times it reveals selfishness on our part. Because we're placing value on one child because of what we think is important. Maybe we have a very strong work ethic and we see one of our kids that's more drawn to the artistic kind of a life. So we're very hard on that child because we think they're lazy. And they don't meet our standard. And instead of empowering him the gift, we parent from frustration. Ooh, it's quiet. Rebecca loved Jacob because she liked having Jacob around the house. It was nice to have Jacob around the house. It was nice to have a young man in the house that put value on her motherhood, that put value on what she was doing in the tent, that put value on her preparing food and making sure everybody's needs were met. And she was drawing something from this emotional thing that Jacob was providing for her that she probably wasn't getting from Isaac, because Isaac was out running around in the woods with Esau. And so what happens is Jacob becomes the center of her world. And while that might sound cute to some of us, I mean, that's pretty sick. It's not the order of the family that God has called us to have. It's sinful. And Esau was Isaac's favorite because he loved to hunt and he loved to stay outside and eat wild game. He loved to hang out with his boy and shoot and hunt and fish. And so he pours himself into this child more than he ever could pour himself into Jacob. And though he knew Jacob was still the son of the promise, he was determined to give the birthright to Esau. Even though he knew the word of God over Jacob. Because he loved Esau. How many know that favoritism was really their selfishness? It was about Rebekah and Isaac getting their need met through their kids. And the consequences of that favoritism manifested very badly for that entire family. And it manifested in those boys very badly. And we see it all the time in our culture today, don't we? Disfavored children. This is the truth. These are real statistics. Disfavored children. The child in the family that feels the most left out. The child in the family that feels the least love. They experience the worst outcomes across the board. Statistically in our country. They have more depression. They have greater aggressiveness. They carry lower self-esteem. And they have a poorer academic performance across the board. Because they feel unloved and unworthy by the parent. Whether it's true or not. And it's not that great for the kid that's favored either. The kid that gets all the favor from mama and papa. It ain't that good for him. Look what happened to Joseph. The rest of his brothers hated him. They couldn't stand to be around him. They despised him to the point where they sold him into slavery and conspired to murder him. Colossians 3:21 says this, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children so that they will not lose heart." How many of you recognize, even in great families where there is more than one child, there is always sibling rivalry? Always. Me and my brothers, man, we fought to the point of tearing down the house. We kept my mama in tears. Broken. We fought. We beat each other's cars. We busted windows. We stole from each other. We hid each other's money. We plotted and manipulated against each other growing up. I know. Come on. Am I the only one that had brothers and sisters like that? Listen to me, parents. You have to work hard to be even-handed. It's hard work. And not to show favoritism or preference. That means that even though there are times when one child demands more attention than another child, you got to try really hard to balance it all out. You got to try hard. For instance, when one child's sick, that child requires a lot of your attention. You got to make the extra effort to make the other child still feel loved when the other child's sick. Or let's say you got one child that's just great at sports. And all of a sudden, you're running all over town in the minivan with all the children in the minivan for that one child. You got to balance that out. You got to discover the strengths of all your children. And let me tell you something that is absolutely sick to say to one of your kids. Why can't you be more like your sister? Why can't you be more like your brother? Can I just tell you this morning, you need to get that out of your vocabulary right now. That is a curse. It is ungodly. You need to get rid of that. Those are words of death. And when you speak that over your kids, you sow the seed of rebellion into the heart of your children when you do that. They are words of death. Don't play favorites.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
And this is the last one. They made a mistake of not communicating spiritual value to their children. They didn't give it to them. Verse 29 says, now Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. And Esau said to Jacob, please feed me with that red stew, for I am weary. Therefore his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, sell me your birthright of this day. And Esau said, look, I'm about to die. So what is this birthright to me? Then Jacob said, swear to me as of this day. So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Then he ate and drank, arose, and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. The first real encounter between these two boys comes down to a showdown over the birthright, where Esau, by culture and by right, really had the birthright, but Jacob wants it, so he manipulates and tries to jump ahead of God to steal it. Because he's a trickster. There are character deficiencies in both of them, and they're revealed here, and it also reveals some parenting flaws. The fact that Esau would give up his birthright in a rash moment reveals something very telling about him. He's a wild man. He only thinks in the moment. He reacts to what's in front of him. He's never learned how to tell his body no. He's impulsive. He gives in right away. He's treating spiritual things lightly, so he's acting impulsively, and he uses his condition to exaggerate the state that he's in. You ever met anybody impulsive like that? Everything's dire. They call you up. I just need $20. If I don't get $20, I'm going to drop dead in 5 minutes. Can you help me? I'm going to die. I'm going to die. How many know he wasn't going to die? He was just hungry. He was hungry, but he acts like he has no choice. He blocked his own self in with his own limited thinking because he's not spiritual, and he acts like he's going to die. That's what happens, ladies and gentlemen, with people who are ruled by their appetites. That's what children do if they are ruled by their appetite and they don't learn the higher principles of what's right and what's wrong, what's of life and what's of death, and what matters most. They will be consumed in their adulthood by appetites if you don't put it in them. And the appetites for the things of this culture has destroyed child after child after child through addiction to drugs, through addiction to alcohol, addiction to the culture, addiction to pornography, addiction to the society that's bent on self-destruction and a twisted way of thinking where there's no purpose and destiny even conceived in their mind, to where children today are driven to where almost 47 kids each day in this country kill themselves. Because life ain't worth living anymore. I hope you're getting this today. You ever look at your kid and say, what in the world were you thinking? You just look at them and you're baffled. You go, what in the world were you thinking? You ever had that moment? I mean, there are parts of your brain that do not develop consequences and actions until you're 18 years old. The truth is they don't know what they were thinking. That's the truth. They really don't. Did you really know what you were thinking when you were 18? When I was 15, I knew everything that you could ever possibly know as a human being. I had it together, man. I knew the answer to every problem in the world. I knew my life. I was the master of my own destiny. And then by the time I was 20, I had amnesia. I'd forgotten everything I knew. I got in the real world and nothing made sense. Can anybody testify to that this morning? They weren't thinking. So who needs to help these kids think? You do. That's the charge of being a parent. You do. It's your responsibility before God. And the truth is, Isaac and Rebekah should have come around to their son and taught him, listen, dude, Esau, we love you. We're God's chosen people. You ain't going to starve to death. You got a destiny. You ain't going to go hungry, boy. We rich. We got food in all the tents. Our daddy owns more cattle than we can count. What are you thinking, Esau? Think about that. Esau, quit giving in to every little impulse in your body and learn right now that you are the oldest child in this family, which means that you got a responsibility until God changes things. I mean, when you get to the New Testament over in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, Esau, they tell you a little bit more about Esau. It says this, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled, lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau. Like Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. Which tells you that he still had another birthright from God. He was still a part of the promise. Come on now. Esau, he satisfied his flesh in a moment of pressure and anxiety. And what that revealed is that Isaac and Rebekah loved him, but they didn't teach him right concerning God. And the rest of his destiny was shaped by the way he was raised.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m., right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.